Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sorwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, about the current legislative session. This is part one of a three-part interview. Obviously, we're right in the thick of things. There's a lot going on up at the legislature. So what can you tell me about what you're personally working on right now?
Well, I've got a lot of bills of my own that I'm following, some that I'm actually floor managing myself, and then several other issues. One of the big ones that I've been working on, of course, deals with the cannabis oil for folks with intractable epilepsy. We had another bill earlier that I tried to get out that was more all-encompassing, was going to set up a system to allow the legislature to get good scientific input on who should and shouldn't be included, and so on and so forth. That one I was not able to get out of committee, but I did get one out that lifts the sunset on the current law that was going to go into effect this summer, as well as ensures that anything approved by the FDA, like Epidiolex, which will likely be approved soon, any of those that get approved, our scheduling also matches up. If we don't do that, there could be federally approved drugs and medications that are not available to Iowa patients. So that's a big one that I've had on my plate here. We've been working on that, is out of committee and ready to go to the floor. I've got the synthetic drug bill, of course. That one is one I've been working on for years. People know that, and I've gotten that one is out of committee as well. I've got a couple other issues that I've been dealing with. We're back on the drone issue, working to make sure that privacy laws match up with that technology, because a lot of ways we as a state still need to get caught up. We passed the original law in 2014, but it was very limited. I did that at that time, and we're back again on that one. So that one I got out of committee yesterday. Another big one I've been working on is the continuation of something I started last year, which is working with the Des Moines metro area on helping them work towards a regional water utility. That's gotten a lot of action up at Des Moines. So I don't know how much has been reported on locally, but that's been a big one for working with them. And that's, you know, I get a lot of people that wonder why somebody from the rural area, rural Iowa, is working with Metro. Well, that's because I'm trying to show people that rural and urban folks, we can work together, that we're not divided. We need to show people that there is not a division in this state. So that's why I've done that one. Those are some of the big ones of my own that I've been working on as well. There's, of course, been several other big bills that are coming out of committee this week that I've been following and tracking. We've got a Second Amendment bill. There's a workers' compensation overhaul bill coming out committee today, I believe. We've got the voter ID bill that's going to be coming down the pike. So as a member of the leadership team, I've been working a number of those issues as well, though I'm not the direct floor manager. And then some of my other personal bills that are getting traction. I've been working on some issues for our honey producers and honeybees. Now they're taxed on some different things right now that we're trying to help alleviate that. Those issues I'm working on in the rules process. I've got another bill that wish I would have had it out of draft a little earlier, but the drafters were pretty busy. So I got it out, and I'm looking for my vehicle and the Senate to attach that to. And what that will do is it will help our township cemetery specifically with some of the rules and regulations that they have to abide by now. Today, they got to go by everything the same as big city cemeteries. And a lot of these are run by volunteers. So, in essence, that bill will just say, give us your beginning balance and your ending balance, and then anything you might have spent money on, very limited, but it allows the accountability while at the same time not put an undue burden on our local folks in the townships that run those cemeteries. That's one I've been trying to get done for a couple years. I think we're lined up for success in the end this year, but that one came out just recently. There's been a couple other ones. My extraterritorial zoning and voting rights bill, that one is out of subcommittee, though I don't know if I'm going to get it out of committee this year. But that's where I want to remind folks, this is a two-year process. Bills that are written this year are still eligible next year. So that's another thing, you know, I've been working on. And those are just some of the ones that are off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm missing two or three of them in there, but those are the ones that come right to mind.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Klein. This has been part one of a three-part interview. Listen tomorrow and Wednesday for part two and three. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sorwinski with KCII News.